No, I didn't think so, actually, no. I thought they played pretty well again up front. You know, we made some errors in our fits, okay? Now, that doesn't mean every play they played terrific up front. You know, in a 70-play game, you're going to have good and bad downs. But no, I thought the young guys played pretty well again. I mean, they've been consistently solid. And again, you know, we talk about it a lot. Really, I don't want to say it's a surprise because clearly we drafted them for this reason, but they've played better than you could anticipate and continue to improve, I think.
You get Taylor and River on the field at some point this year, along with the young guys, you feel pretty good about.
I'm sorry.
You have to feel pretty good about what you have in that line when you get those guys back.
I feel very good about it. Inside our depth, you know, when we get everybody back is really pretty good, and they're all playing at a good level, and we like Kitch too. You know, Kitch has done a nice job, and he's come along. He's learning, you know, learning more and more about our scheme and how we play, and he's willing and he's big. You know, and we like that combination. So, yeah, we're happy about it. And again, you know, there's a lot of up front. There's a lot of really good young players. I think it bodes well for the organization. You know, as it moves forward, and as we move forward this year.
Nick, as James Michael goes along with you in the system, do you see that there's a time that he can also handle the mic and move into the middle? Or do you just think he's better suited, will Sam, either on the outside?
No, I think that he can handle the mic in time. You know, we don't need him in there right now, and obviously we have a with Scott's injury, you know, there's a real need at the Sam, but I do believe that he can play them both. He can probably play all three of them in time. I think he's smart enough and he's talented enough to do it. But he certainly is helping us and doing a job at the Sam at this point. But I think he can play inside.
When you look at Antonio Gates, what just talk about the way you try to defend him? I can remember last season.
You know. What can you say about this guy? He's one of the premier, if not the, pass-catching tight end in the business, and probably as good as the best of them have ever been. You don't see – it's very, very hard to match him up, you know, match up with him. Safety's generally too – the big body on the safety and the athletic ability. He can be covered and still be open. He's got excellent hands. He knows how to get open. He knows how to get open, you know, and obviously they have a relationship, the quarterback and he have a relationship. They played together a long time. So very difficult to stop, you know, very difficult. Very smart receiver, knows how to release, knows how to set you up in his route. So just a tough assignment for every team, including us, as you go up against him.
Is that the tight end position over the last 30 years since Winslow and Newsom came in the league? Has that position had the most versatility in it as far as where you can line those guys up and what they can do?
When you have that talented big man, it just, as we were just talking about, it just poses that problem for you inside. Generally, more athletic than your backers and then bigger than your skilled secondary players. Occasionally, you find a big, strong safety that has a chance, you know. It's just hard. It's hard. And, you know, I don't know where the transition began. I played with Charlie Sanders, was just a tremendous player, you know, tremendous player. Had that advantage over people all the time. And so it's, I guess it's just the individuals, you know, that are born with that gift.
You plays your defensive performance against the Colts along the lines of they scored on long drives their first two series, which you don't like, of course, and then things stabilized and stayed stable on your side the remainder of the game.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you were bad at first, and then you got better as the game went along. What was happening in the Colts game?
That's about it. You know, I mean, you know, defensively, the deal for us always is if we score 14, we got to hold them to 13. You know, when you plot it seasonally, say if you can hold people to 17, it's a pretty good day in our league. You know, but it's not if you lose. We started out, and You know, we usually challenge most throws. You know, we challenge most throws, and they made them. You know, they made a lot of throws. They made plays, and their first drives, it was disheartening, to say the least. But because we made them go the long way, you end up, you know, towards the halftime, and even if our offense hadn't done well and moved the ball and scored, you still say, okay, we're 14, you know, we're still in this thing. We didn't give up the big plays, the huge plays, and that was a positive. The loss is just a huge negative over the whole thing, you know. Our guys didn't, but we didn't play, we changed a few things, not a lot. Our guys just maybe calmed down, you know, the young guys and just played more consistently and better over the course of the game and made a few more plays, you know. It's a hard, didn't have him in a great defense, you know, or a 3D concept. The play action always gets your backers because they got to react to hard run fake. So it opens up the middle of the field. Our backers were responding well and running to it. You know, it was a 20-yard in cut, which is hard for any defensive back to cover in man. So we're kind of outside in on it, and they make a good throw, you know.
There was a rush from the right side on that first play.
I think it was Frosty, you know.
So it was just a conventional rush.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Dick, what's the key to gaining some consistency in run defense? I mean, it seems like one game after the next, you know, you stop Ray Rice, and then Bradshaw goes for 200 on you. And,
right.
You know, what's the key to
gaining? Mostly it's just, you know, sometimes it's calls. I don't put them in the best defenses. And then fits, you know, fits. We're a 4-3 scheme, and there are fits. You know, there are gaps that are controlled by the front. There are gaps that are controlled by the linebackers and gaps by the secondary where everybody fits. And it's not an easy thing to hold that fit, you know, as the play moves, because it doesn't stay. It's not stationary, obviously. You know, everything is dynamic in there, and you get different blocking angles and pullers, and things happen. So our guys, we have young guys, but sometimes our older veterans, you know, they'll miss their fits too. Sometimes anybody's going to miss a fit, but that's generally been it. You know, it's either not the best call, didn't give them the best call, or something breaks down up front and by somebody, you know, could be secondary player not hitting the right gap, or a linebacker, or the front. Of course, it happened clearly a lot more against the Giants, you know, and they had a nice scheme. They did a nice job against us.
You're using the word fits, but a lot of times in the locker room we hear the guys say, just do your assignment. In other words, stay, I'm assuming, maintaining your gap. Is that what you're talking about right here?
Well, pretty much, yeah. On every play, probably both sides of the ball, you know, I've never worked on the offensive side, but on both sides of the ball, you have an assignment, you know. And it's certainly a lot easier in writing than it is on that field, I'll say that, you know. But that's it, you know. You got to – it's alignment, it's assignment, and it's technique on every play, and it's hard, you know. As Forrest Gregg used to say, if it was easy, people would walk off the street and do it because they want to do it.
About half a dozen times. I could be wrong on that, but could you explain the thinking on how you approach that game against a rookie quarterback when the general, you know, conventional wisdom is you try to pressure a rookie?
We went in thinking we'd pressure about 20-25% of the time, and then the game progresses and we see what's happening and see what they're doing and then move along from there. But
Philip Rivers a bit inconsistent, you know, when you look at that game against Denver last week, for example.
Is he
inconsistent?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, no, I'd say no. I mean, if he were inconsistent, which means all the time, right, every game, you know, you wouldn't be talking about him as one of the elite players in the league, and he's every quarterback, including the best that have ever played, you know, have bad games. They all do. They all have a game where they'd like to have plays back. But he puts up a lot of points, and he makes remarkable throws from some unusual positions. You know, he's really good.
Following the Giants game, New York, we talked about Buster Screen.
Yes.
That week, with regard to how much you like him, they're enthused by him. And he was targeted that football game, but he Cincinnati and Indianapolis, he's played very, very well. What was your message to him? Was it a little bit as much as, you know, philosophy and probably conversation as much as football X's and O's about his confidence?
I've never sensed that Buster had any confidence issues. And I know I've never spoken to him about his confidence because I've never doubted it. I just think he's a very good football player and got a great attitude. Comes out every day with the same attitude, you know, and he's a willing learner. I think that, and he's progressing, you know, he's progressing. He's still very young in this game at this level, but he's got the things that you certainly like to coach. You know, he's tough and he's fast and he's a really good person and he likes to play. So Buster's doing a nice job.
To that, he seems to be pretty solid in run support too. He's more physical.
Buster's, you know, probably as tough as anybody I've been around. He's just a very tough football player. Yeah, he's got a pretty good feel for the game. He's learning the feel for different spots. You know, he plays inside in a sub package, and that's not an easy thing to do. But he's very willing, and thankfully, it doesn't make a big difference to him who he's on. He'll go up and play Reggie Wayne like he would maybe a younger receiver, you know, not as an accomplished receiver. Play him just as hard and just the same way. And a really great experience for him to be gaining.
Sheldon Brown's had two big takeaways in the past two games. What do you attribute that to? I mean, is that just kind of a crafty veteran, a guy who knows how to study? Is that part of it?
Definitely. You know, the experience is definitely part of it, you know. And then it's not just experience. I mean, even when Sheldon was a younger player, he was a good player before he had experience. So, but he knows, like when he got into the situation on Sunday for a very young defensive back, they're not there very often. They're not in the backfield very often, sacking the quarterback, you know. So he knew exactly what he wanted to do. He went after the ball in the right way, got it loose in the right way, and then he recovered it. You know, so it was a remarkable play, and it has to do with his skill and his experience.
Making the catch about him. Is there more to it than that?
Interceptions are a combination of lots of things, clearly, you know, the situation, the football game, and then pressure up front, those kinds of issues. But it always comes down to catching the ball. I mean, I've always felt as a defensive back and as a coach, I've always felt that any time you catch it, it's a great play. I don't care if it's 20 yards overthrown. It's a great play because it's a takeaway, you know, and then we got a chance to be on offense with the ball. The defense, you know, so we can attack and score. So, you know, his point is well taken. If you don't catch it, clearly it's not an interception. So we're catching the ball. And it's a big part of it every year. Every year when you go back at the end of the season, you look at it as an individual player or as a football team, you say, if we had only caught our chances, you know, and some of them are really difficult. A lot of bodies around, a lot of contact at the ball. So you're not going to catch every one of those. But some of them are not that hard, you know, and ball surprises you, or you know, you got to make your catches, you know, make your plays.
Evaluate plays how well Hayden did in the second game back.
Yeah, Joe's playing well. You know, kind of like Buster. You know, he's got this innate toughness that you really admire. He'll tackle, he'll cover you. He likes a challenge. He's still rusty, but you know, he's getting back to where he was before he went on his.